Channel 2 over. And the beginning of visit with Patterson this Tuesday afternoon, late, the 4th of July, 72. Channel 2 over. And beginning of visit with Patterson this Tuesday afternoon, late, the 4th of July, 72. And then with Mr. Weaver. Mr. Weaver is waiting outside while we talk with Patterson. Channel 2 over, and the beginning of the visit was Patterson, and then was Mr. Weaver and Patterson, and then Mr. Weaver finishes that side. Tuesday, the 4th of July, 72. Patterson and Mr. Weaver, this Tuesday, the 4th of July, 72. Channel 2 over, beginning of the visit was Patterson, and then continued with Mr. Weaver, this Tuesday, the 4th of July, 72.
Painted down there by my house. I don't like that.
What's that, Renee?
Painted down there with teal about that long.
What's that? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot him if he come up
Rick?
There.
Rick?
Sure going to shoot him. Yes, sir. I'll shoot that now.
Is that right?
Sure will. I'll shoot
him. You drink that down, God damn it, and I got some more for you. Hell, Faye went off and left me. What kind of... Down at your house?
Hmm? Yeah, down at my old house with the house burn. He about that high. We saw him last Thursday. I went over to the house. I bet you're talking to somebody. Somebody y'all was in the car. Everybody walked. I see everybody going out in the road. Looking on. I said, what down the pants? He said, yeah. I went back in the house and got the shotgun. I went back in there and shot about twice. Hit the bushes. I'm going to kill him if I can't tell him to read about him. He that high.
Yeah.
Sure is.
You know,
long, pretty slick.
Oh, is he? What color is he?
It's as black as he can be.
That's what
but I'm still gonna shoot him if I come out, I see him.
That's what I saw.
Still gonna shoot him.
You know, let me tell you, I have got a glimpse of foxes and cats and things like that all through this country, but I never have even got a glimpse of
that. Paying it down there. Got some in my throat. I'm gonna shoot him if I see him down there. Cause I don't want to jump down on me. You got some children down there by that high play out there on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get them.
How long has it been since you seen
them? Last week. Something down there last week.
That's the first time you seen
them? Some other boys said they seen him the last time. That's the first time I ever seen him.
Yeah.
By Claire, I don't want to slip up on me. He's going in that.
Yeah,
no.
Let me tell you about that. You've got some rougher territory back
that's
to you
right.
than I got.
That's right. You can't get to you closest because it's thin around here, but that way I'm at to that road down there, it's as thick as it's so thick that your dog can hardly go through there.
Oh, it is thick back there.
It's thick back there.
And it's that low stuff.
That's right, little low stuff out that high, and you can't see. You couldn't see a man for me on that door, you know?
No.
You out there looking at it.
No, you couldn't see.
Well, see, I don't like nothing like that. But if you come out there, I'm going to shoot him.
Well, let me tell you.
I tried to see them police up there yesterday, Friday, where I could tell them about them. I'm glad I saw him, because he hunted.
Mr. Weaver,
Yeah, Mr. Weaver hunted.
Yes.
He said, you got a trap out there. I wish you wouldn't kill him. That's something I'm going to stay down in the ground. Some people say they stay in the ground. But he'd go up a tree and jump right down on you and cut your throat. He just pulled so long on you, cut you till you can't do nothing.
Before you can say
scat. Before you can say scat. Just like it wasn't a cat. Kidding.
Yeah.
I don't trust him. But if I be walking along, I got a headlight about that long.
Yeah.
If I see something I hear in my shotgun, I know I'm gonna shoot him. It's as sure as he walk the ground.
You're not much on shooting.
Me?
What?
Shit. Shit. Yeah. That's all he do, practice shooting, and then the thing.
Oh.
That's the first thing for the army was. CC coming for the army. After that, CC the army. Cam Blanton.
Yeah.
The truck I was driving in Tallahassee and Lakes. I mean, yeah, in Tallahassee. They sent it from there from Tallahassee to Cam Blanton. Well, I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know, to go out to the rifle range and shoot. Go around, shot, hit that center.
Yeah.
You had them rifles, any rifle, them big rifles, sure, hit it. 45, I can see 45, good shot.
Yeah.
Tee it out.
Yeah, how far?
I about 6 miles from him, you know, where that horse was tied.
Huh?
From here to that, where that horse, I can hold on to beat from where that horse was tied, I told him.
What, 45?
Yeah. 45, knock your legs on my angel. He don't play nothing about that long. Ball's about like my finger, something about.
Yeah.
You hold it on the spot. It's a rare a little bit, though, when you hold it right there.
Yeah.
It's good. Every time you do like that, leave it.
Well, you,
I like, I can shoot them pretty good.
You ahead of me, I can't do it.
Yeah. No. I can shoot that rifle, too.
I don't see 45, the best I could ever do, passing was.
Right.
About here, that tree.
Right, that tree?
Yeah, that's best I do. And that ain't no
ways
tall.
No, I know it ain't. Uh-huh. How about from under that track there? Can you kill a man from under that track?
Yes.
Kill a man dead from under that track.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's about my far as
from here to that car, you can kill one under that car, don't
you? Oh,
yeah. Not, yeah.
But that's out of my range. I couldn't.
Oh, it'd be. You can take that rifle, though. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you can take that rifle and a bird off that far fence over yonder. Mm-hmm. I never saw anything like it.
You can see that for.
Well, you get a little scope.
Oh, yeah, they get a scope. Yeah, you get a scope and screw that on up to it. I don't shout them.
Why, it's just pitiful how far you can shoot that thing.
With a rifle, I don't shout them. Them big M's. Shit, I'm stuck with that machine gun, too.
You know, there was plenty of them things lying around, and the supply people didn't even want to worry with them.
Sure didn't, huh?
Well,
we had our big supply people, big old place, so big. Them boys didn't want to fool them, saying they had to take it. Had to take what you call every day, you know, to how much you go to give everything you got, and got to see what you got. This thing, down to the spoons, all that kind of everything in there.
Yeah.
Got to, this thing, got to ride them boys. Inventory.
But after it's all over, they didn't give a darn, did they?
Didn't care about it.
No, sir.
Somebody going to take the gun out, they don't know what happened, so and so. Somebody's got it.
All they want to do is go home.
You take that first inventory about twice, and that's all of it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're checking on it right, pretty close, I say about this week, rather have nothing,
yeah,
about next week. In about 2-3 months, getting them back and back. You ain't checking on it, then
yeah,
some ooze out there.
You see, Patterson, you got the drop on me. I was flat broke when that CC come along, and I was sturdy. I had muscle.
I had muscle too on
that. You know,
I was a better man than I is now. I was a better man than I was now.
Yeah.
Cause I wasn't big as he was then. I was about big as I wasn't big. I was tall. Shot didn't mind nothing. But now I'll take back.
And they wouldn't look at me. I remember one of my neighbors, the old Squire Tucker, he was the head man on the board down the county, you see. And I went up there, and I was ready to go. And you see, I wasn't quite poor enough. I flat broke, didn't have any money, nothing to do.
Nothing new.
But I couldn't get on.
That's when I went to the CC camp.
Yeah.
I didn't go, but supposed to stay there but a year, but I liked it good. I signed up for another year.
Yeah.
We lifted over.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Stayed another 6 months.
Exactly.
Shoot, I was driving all up in Jacksonville and all everywhere, all over the South and everything.
Yeah.
Every day. The man said, you learn how to drive. So I learned myself how to drive.
Well,
you had to learn me how to drive.
Let me tell you, Patterson, the beauty of the CC is, you see, you didn't get nothing out of it.
No.
But let me tell you, they give you something to eat.
Food, they have our food.
It's plain.
Clothes.
They feed you on Saturday.
Shoes. We get difficult. I haul the food from Jacksonville. Every Thursday we got to go to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
A truckload of food every day.
Yeah.
Every Thursday we go to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Back down the warehouse, I'm hearing about that road out there. You back down the warehouse, who you sitting on top, when you get to the back down to the low end of it, you chunk right over the sideboat.
Yeah.
That's right. Chunk right over the sideboat.
Yeah.
I done
but
that.
But they fed you.
We had our food. Different food every day.
But they fed you on 30 cents a day.
Might have right they did.
And you eat plenty, didn't you?
Had a plenty of shit, throw it away, man. Them bears come up there and we feed them bears. Let's get the people hold them.
And all
gut
that,
them for people hold them.
All that cost them was 30 cents a day.
That's right. We had plenty of food.
Yes.
I go dressed up in blue denim clothes every day.
That's right.
I drive them trucks every day. I just drive the bulldozers. Took them off of that and put them on the truck. Took them off the truck, put them in the shop.
Yeah,
where else are you going to put them?
You could sit on that, then that mess.
Sit down, sure. Lord have mercy. I sit down so much I get sick and tired of sitting down. I got, and when it rained, it didn't rain forever, every day.
Yeah.
It's like I'm sitting down now. They call you, blow the bugle home, fire. You got to get out and get them trucks cranked up and move out.
Yeah. You go in the mess hall there, you see, and sit down, they'd bring it to you.
Six of us sit to the table.
Yeah.
We walk around and get our food and sit down in the mess hall.
Yeah.
Sit down to the table. That's what we do.
Oh, you go up there and all that food?
Yeah, walk around the food, have a mess thing. Man, them boys, one time before I had a fight right at the mess hall. Shoot, I fight around, he put something in my plate, and we had a fight right at the mess hall. I turn that table over. I ain't joking, we just turn that table over. I said, nah, I don't fight none of that bitch.
Yeah.
I turn that table over and start and come and pal, what you gonna fight? I said, well, he put his thing in my, I don't like that. Turn that table over. I ain't joking with you.
Yeah.
Fight! Yeah, I said, yeah. This fight. Me well, catch me out that evening, dig a hole, he come on and spit and cover up that so-and-so hole. That's what I didn't do. Dig it around to my neck. The other boy got mad at me because I didn't stay there. They came over to the motor pool to get a truck. And I didn't have to dig mine all the way. He got mad and he cussed me. I said, you cuss me, I'm going to just a show to get you again. You cuss me. He called me a so-and-so. I said, my mama will call me by my mother. My mother's dead. I jumped right on top of him again.
Yeah.
They come and got me then again. They'll get you. They'll whoop you.
Yeah.
They'll whoop a grown man. They don't care about you. You ain't no more man. When you go to them kind of army in the CC, you ain't no more man.
No.
They'll get you. They don't care about you. They don't care a thing about you. Not nothing about you. Just throw you out there. They don't care about you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's better than all this little old light treatment. They treat you like a man, you know.
That's right. You ain't no man when you're in there. You ain't no man when you're in the CC in the army. You ain't nobody, you ain't no man. You bet you won't wear your hair long like these boys do now. They'll cut their hair off.
Yes.
They'll cut their hair off.
Oh, they gonna cut it off.
They'll cut their hair off. Because I done seen one of them boys come there. We had about 50 of them coming one time.
Yeah.
Boys cut their hair. They had to pay for it, but they got their hair cut off.
Yes, sir.
You got to get their hair cut off. You ain't grind that mess over there.
Ain't gonna mess long.
You ain't grind that mess over their hair long. I ain't joking. When they say order, they gonna have order. Boy, they say stand attention. That man, when was that a sergeant from Alabama? Boy, that man a cuss you about that high. That man a cuss everywhere you see. He said, study, guys. Stand attention. I turned that man about, look like about that high.
Yeah.
But he was trouble. The sandness was eating us up all around my neck. Study, I say. I don't know anybody could look down that line. You can see them shoes shine, them necktie on, and I wasn't too sweet, but clothes on you. You can't even breathe. I stand up so straight, look at my back hurting me. Can't draw a breath, them caps on the other. Right face! See, I can do that thing.
Yeah.
Left face! See, there you go. Stay 2 years and 3 months.
Yeah.
I didn't think to stay for the years, I'm going home. I said, I like that thing so well, I wasn't doing that, but driving trucks and having a good time. I didn't care about that. Eating a plenty, going to town every day, shit. I used to go up and take them boys' guns. Them boys got mad at me, shot. If you tell me something, you shoot at me, one, I know something. If you don't hit me, if you don't kill me, I know something. I ain't joking.
Well,
I ain't sure about them boys.
Let me tell you, you know, up there at the mountain, sit down there, man. I got several things to say to you.
Okay.
up there in the mountains, I was working around up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all them, there's all up in there, up in East Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'd get up there on meal time, mm-hmm. and I'd go over and start talking to somebody, and I'd just walk on in with them.
Oh, sure, you could do
that. And
you
know what? Mm-hmm. I used to think, well, God darn, why can't I be in this old CC outfit?
Sure. That's right.
But they wouldn't look at me.
No, they wouldn't do something. They won't see. I signed up in Gainesville. got the first cousin.
Yeah.
He went up there and he wouldn't go with me. I said, I'm going. You don't want to go. He went on the mound. I went to get him and signed up. He wouldn't say, I ain't going.
Yeah.
He went 1 week on the railroad. And then one went to mound. Now he cook every. He cooks now.
Yeah. You never cooked?
No, I never cooked. I didn't bring this one. I drove a truck out all the time. Drove truck and CC. Drove bull orchard.
Well, now, you get hungry now if it's up to you.
That's right. That's right.
All you can
it
do
is there.
All you can do is go in the back of the grocery store and get something.
Get anything I want to eat back there. I'd go in there and mess up. I said, I'm home and cook. Go sit down at the table. I go sit down there. They bring it. Nobody there but me. I go sit down and eat.
Yeah.
I come on Friday. I mean, yeah, on Friday, Saturday evening. Everybody be going to town. I had to carry we had one truck that a kid bought in town. I had a Chevrolet. I drive my truck. I don't drive that with Dodge. And we had a Dodge.
Yeah.
We had three trucks going to town. We had 350 of us in the streets.
Yeah.
To make a camp. She asked me driving my truck, Dodge. Let me go get your truck. I don't want to drive that with Dodge. Thing can't go. I'm running my truck to shine. Kept them things shining. Didn't allow nothing to get on nothing again. I'm just kidding. Shine all the time.
Yeah.
I never forget that truck. That truck had a spare right on the right hand side, 2812.
Yeah.
That's what I was driving the CC camp, 2812. It was blue looking. Boy, I kept that thing spicking and span. Had to keep it that way, standing spicking.
Is that right?
Got the shit. Better keep that. That lieutenant come down and that lieutenant sergeant. Doug, come walking out of
there.
Our truck was on the line. Got to line some trucks up.
Oh?
You sure is. Got to keep himself spicking and span. Sweep them out, wash them off. Had to keep them trucks spicking and span.
You was in a different outfit from them I saw, because them I saw, they didn't seem to care much.
They believe me up there, though. So, them feeling, shit, man, I mess all bit. People come around and inspect that food every other day. Everything. Then we had different food to eat every day.
Well, let me tell you what you didn't realize how good you had it then. You see, you had a roof over your head.
Every night.
And you had,
A man to watch over every night. That's right.
Is that right?
Had a man to watch over every night.
Yeah.
That man took a 4 to 5 year military when I had to go out to tote one.
That's right.
Shoot. You go to sleep. We had a certain time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Sure. 8 o'clock, we had to get in that bed. That when that was a blow, you got to get in that bed.
Well, now, when you got out of CC, that spoiled you. You see, when you got home, you see,
That's true.
You missed all that.
That's true. I didn't want to stay around here then when I'd come back in.
Yeah.
That's when all the boys leave him. They come back in and be nine so long, they don't want to stay. Get gone.
Yeah. You see, that's better. You eat better than you did at home.
That's right. That's right.
And more regular than it was at home.
You're going to get that food. All you got to do is be there. You got to be there. You're going to be no old WL neither.
Yeah.
You're going to be there. They got something for you. If you don't be there, they'll tell you out there, make you cut a tree down. You're going to cut that tree down. Every evening you come in, they're going to call your name out there. When you walk in that door, call you by your name.
Yeah.
Call you by your last name. Call me Patterson. Call you by everybody by the last name. I'll call you first name.
Yeah.
So-and-so step out the line. And sergeant stand out there. What's that? A little sergeant looks like about that high. I don't know. I was a mean knocker. Hey, God, I don't know where he comes. Yeah, come to Tennessee.
Well, and you see, you had your barber.
Yeah, we had our barber. That sure had our barber.
And he didn't take all morning to cut your hair,
did he? He cut your hair. He cut your hair. Don't reckon about that guy. He cut your hair.
Yeah.
That's what he cut your hair.
You know, I don't know. I'd like to be back there and time it. But I'd say the haircuts I got was 5 minutes.
Man, he cut that hair. If whether you like it or not.
And look just as good as it does.
Rest of
now, get this weaver in here. Burnett, how does it look out there?
Look all right. I mean, that got... You ask anybody. I ain't going to see him. Let's ask him. That sucker flag that got down the flowers for that movie, right? I'm telling you, about that done deep.
Yeah.
And them good flowers and them good points on it, take that down and clean that movie, right? I need me another coaster on that back, right? But that's something. Like cut it. But I need me one more coaster.
I
lost
one.
That little cliff off there.
I got one here.
Okay, I see you figuring out. I got another cool, but you come and let me show you. Now I'm about to go to hell. I'm going to show you.
Wait just a minute. Wait just a minute.
I got to get that.
Mr. Weaver!
Get that thing on there.
I
lost that little piece of gold through that thing.
Yeah.
And what to hold that coast up, that thing up. I got to have a big nail to go through to hold that stuff on. That have a big nail.
Yeah. Well, you've got plenty of stuff down at your house.
No, I ain't got one of them little things right there.
Well, we go out here and see what I got.
Okay. I need one of them things. I lost two. I lost two of them.
Rick, Mr. Weaver, sit down there then.
Howdy, how are y'all?
Sit down there then.
Come on,
Mr.
Weaver.
We're going to ask you something. Come over here, Rick. how did it look out there, Rick? Sit down there, Mr. Weaver.
Nice. It's a little dusty now. All that
yeah,
we got out in there, a little bit dusty.
It gets that a little better, a little more. I wish it rained. It's dry. It's
dry, drought in there.
You
now?
Mean it's dry now?
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Don't look at you, but
with clay, man, you run that clay. I pulled at them fleets to click last, but that alone. You didn't hear that touch exhaust on it?
Yeah,
that's going to tighten up on that gun.
Oh, I heard it.
You heard it, then?
Yeah.
It's like you heard that's where that clay, so no fleet clay, long eye is a long medium. All that clay. If I didn't have them good points on, they wouldn't do nothing out there.
Is that right?
Dry.
Put those points on.
Yeah, God. I had to put them points on. Them brand new points I put on it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, God.
Well, now they tell me you don't need new points. You take your old ones and just put a little welding on the end of them. But I don't think that's so.
That don't hurt. They don't last so long. I paid $4 a piece for them points yesterday.
Yeah. Well, oh, did you?
We bought a tractor, please, God.
What's that on the tractor?
Yeah, it's on my tractor.
Taking it. That'll lighten up on your motor.
It cut too, but I want me a coast on the back.
Yeah.
And it'll cut that ground, but that front one, that thing run right on the axle. That got that front one laying right down on the dirt. Right now.
Is that right?
It couldn't bite that deep in that ground.
Yeah.
Some places hit that hard spot, that plow, jump out that ground almost.
I've seen it do it.
Yeah, jump out that ground. I said, look back on that. So you said, look at that plow. Jump clean out that ground.
Yeah.
Jump clean out that ground. And that's why it take hold again, drop back down. I showed that sucker nearby to the last spot. That gun number right behind me.
Yeah.
But I got the other side. And I said, I ought to have a rock on that. I had a rock on that feet on it to hold it down in the ground.
Yeah. Well, now, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, when you got something like you need that
coaster.
A fella ought to let up and not keep it going at a disadvantage. Oughtn't he?
That's right.
Well, now, I won't do that. I'll mess along, you see, and kill a lot of time.
No, I don't. You didn't I cut some ground out there?
Oh, you cut some.
I'm sure did. I cut some ground. I didn't play that thing.
Yeah.
I cocked that sucker, let it spin, went right around here, and they asked him how did it run cool out there. That sucker ain't running cool.
Yeah, that needle was jacked down in the green.
And all the time.
Oh, it stayed there.
That sucker, every time he hit one of them bad, the mood grab place from here out on, that sucker, see that smoke flying out that top. It didn't even stumble. I said, he's gonna tighten on it.
Did you ever see Bermuda any thicker than that?
I never seen the mood grab. So I wanted to come out and I walked across there, I hooked that thing up there, and I said, great God, the mood grab. I said, what you gonna plan out there?
I don't know. Bermuda.
I'm going to ask you what you going to play out there. That's what I'm going to make. It'll make something else. I know. Go ahead, Brad, anytime you see Bermuda grass growing something,
let me tell you what. That is up there on the top of that hill. I don't know what in the world it is, but I used to never have fertilizer up there.
Good grass.
And it would make that head grass. It grows fast. Cows couldn't eat it.
That's right. I tell you what, it'd make good cabbage out there.
Well, listen, did you know?
You know it would.
It'd make good cabbage out there. Beans, too. If you ever get them in the ground when it's wet, it's all right. But still, when it's dry.
Yeah.
It's dry.
It must hold moisture up there.
That
moon
grass.
Clay holds moisture much better than sand.
That's right.
But it's got, it's
sweet
not.
Sweet potatoes it'll make it.
You reckon it will.
It will. I pulled off a fleet of clay off that plow. That plow wasn't getting the ground. I said, what's the matter? That plow ain't turning. That little front plow? I got down and back that thing up, man, a piece of hunk clear, look at that, about that long on that coat, on that wing.
Yeah.
Shoot, that thing would have lapped out. I pushed the plow up in the ground. I had about that far to the last.
Mm-hmm.
And just running out up on the point almost, that sucker get one through there. I backed that son on up there and took my hand and got that clear and pulled that plow back. That sucker throwed up there, a whole other dug go outside.
Mr. Weaver, let me tell you, you haven't seen him plow.
I haven't seen him plow, but I've seen him cut with a cutaway harrow, and he can really do that. Now, he can really tear that. Now, I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying because he's sitting there, but I've seen him.
Well, I never saw anything like him.
Well,
the way he cuts with that cutaway harrow, I never saw anything like it.
Well, he goes over and, listen, if you go faster, you get something started and going, he'll go on faster and go on to it better than if you stop.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I think my old tractor's better than his.
Well, it may be, but...
But I don't know. But his will outpull mine, and it'll just walk off and leave me, you see?
Uh-huh.
And he, that old cutaway hat...
He's a good mechanic. He knows how to keep it up. That yellow song, right?
Well, you know what he does.
Uh-huh.
Tell him, tell him, Patterson.
But I set my points different than anybody else. I mean, plugs on my car.
Listen, I did too. When I farmed and I plowed, I set mine as easy to get in the meter and as easy to get on my stock too. And you can pull. And you and fell out 13 and 1400 pound mules that he logged with.
Mm-hmm.
And he swapped work with me to get him to plant some cotton to run a planter and to put the fertilizer in. But I had my mule trained for that, you know, I knew how to operate this, and I was going to lend it to him. He said, no, he said, I'll take these two of this pair of mules and cut the land for you if you bring that planter and plant my cotton for me. I says,
well, now, Mr. Wheeler, you know what he does? It ain't in the book. You see, you can't learn these things by reading the book. Tell him, Patrick.
No, you can't learn what I do.
No, you
can't
learn things. Yeah, go ahead. That's right.
I set my plug, I set my plug with a dime.
Yeah.
And I tell him how I set my points. I set my points. We got feeler gauge too, but I don't use them feeler gauge. Now, then, if you take your car to the shop, they set them things with the feeler gauge.
Yeah, but that feeler gauge may not be right for what you're going to plow.
That's
too.
What I
mean.
You don't get the speed. You don't get the speed to do it.
You see, he makes them sparks jump.
Yeah, when you do that, they make it jump a long way. I took a dime. I took a dime.
That's right. Where's the dime? He's
right.
Done that too on cars.
Yeah.
I take that dime.
Now, a dime's pretty good size, you see.
Take that dime
and
jug it between them.
Yeah.
Let me show you something. Wait till I come back. I need a little steam to show you something.
Okay.
Now, listen. I use a dime on filing a cross-cut saw. If I'm cutting fine timber.
Yeah.
I cut my drags the width of a dime. I set my drag set a width of a dime and put it on the teeth to be shorter than my teeth is to saw pine lumber. And boy, it'll just, you don't have to buy it down.
Yeah.
It'll just go right on to it, and all you do is just each one pull and rock back and forth and saw it. And my grandfather taught me that now, you know. You know, he was a little bit older than I was.
it went way back.
Huh? It went way back, John.
Yeah. Well, let's see what he got.
Let's see this plug here. I keep this mason plug. These file up though. See this?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you set your car right now.
That's what I do
my
car.
I do mine too.
See, it runs more faster, see?
Look at that.
Jump that fire well.
Almighty, look at that.
Yes.
Look at that, yeah.
See, he's on gas too.
That's just right.
He's on gas.
It won't burn up and it won't.
He's on gas.
Always hit.
Oh, got to hit.
Let me show you
fast.
Another thing. You can do this.
Mm-hmm. With your knife blade.
You can get your knife blade and learn. Just you see, it tapers a little bit. I pull it right in here. I said I took mine out the other day when they're telling me everything was wrong. And see, just like you got there. That's the way I said mine. That's exactly where you said
it. That blade there.
On your car?
On my car, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get them too much, they'll burn up pretty quick. If you get them too far, they don't
It
have
don't make
power.
Your car like it's flooded when
your
point's too close.
And your motor
when them plugs too close. See, when you run that dime through there.
Yeah.
See, that car, if you knock them down close, your car look like it's flooding out. It's smothering. See?
Yeah.
Smothering. Yeah. Don't get the speed. You mash on the gas, it's holding back.
While
your plug don't be open up the way you can kick the fire. You suck up the gas.
Yeah.
Be flooded out all the time.
It's got to have...
That's where that go.
That's go. See,
I don't set my points that way.
But you
open your plug. Set your points close and open your plugs up.
You didn't learn that from your granddaddy.
No, I learned that by experience. I got off and had nobody off.
I've been trying to find out from Patterson if he learned it.
Well,
he just figured it out.
He learned it himself. That's the way I did this.
Mm-hmm. He just learned it a little at a time, though.
Everybody does that. You don't learn it all at one time. You got to try.
I learned that way back in 1923.
Well,
in 35,
well,
back then.
Well,
when I was in the
We didn't have mechanics, and you had to do that on the TNA.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I've done that on the TNA, Mark.
Mr. Weaver, let me tell you. Now, you hold up a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Patterson?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you said about getting your hair cut.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you had to have your hair cut in the sleazy camp.
Yeah.
They'd cut that hair.
Yeah.
No joke about
but
that.
But I'm talking about, you said the other day you had to go make a note to get your haircut. And I said to you, well, I didn't know there was any place over there. Well, you
good
said
place.
You went over there.
Yeah,
now, you hold up a minute. You said you went over there west making open. And I said, I still hadn't heard about that. Well, you said you had a friend over there.
That's
well,
right.
I says, Patterson, you going to get in jail, and so is he. Now, you wait a minute. Now, he got something, Mr. Weaver, you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
No, he know about it, too.
He don't know about that.
I bet he did.
Well, you tell him.
He know, I ain't got to tell him. He already know.
You know what
he
said?
He stay up there. I stay down there, right down the road there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, tell him about it.
He know that boy around there cut hair around there. He's been there for years and years.
Seen him cutting
hair. Years and years.
But he says as long as you're outdoors and the
sure, as long as you're out on the ground, you don't need no license to cut no hair on the ground. If you get inside the house, you got to have your license.
Well, if you're running it with a barber chair and have to...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And if you're charged...
Well, now, you see, who went to the judge?
Mm-hmm, some of them boys... I knew it had to go to the judge.
They went up there to find out.
That's what I'm talking about. They had to go to the judge. Because he wouldn't be doing what he do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, you know the boy he's talking about?
Yeah, I know him. Do 2, 3, 4 of the colored boys cuts hair there.
Yeah.
I don't know any
of them. Bobby
you
Bradley.
See, you stay up there, see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, you stay up there.
And
let me tell you, did you hear what he said was getting after him over there?
Yeah, he told me about it.
I'm going to kill him if I see him walking out. He told me to shoot him. If he walked down there, I'm going to shoot him.
Well, they are slick things.
They're slick as glaze.
And did you know they'll trail you?
Yeah, they'll smell your track.
Yes, sir.
They'll
I had one to trail me one day.
Yeah, they'll do it.
And they're as long as 10 and 11 and 12 and 13 feet long from tail to end of the nose.
That's right.
Oh, don't tell me.
And boy, they... Well, if they want to, they can pull one of your big cows down and kill it.
Get in show. Sure.
Mm-hmm. But they usually get about a 500 or 600 pound yearling.
That's right.
Trying to pick on them.
That's right.
And there are a lot of them here. My dogs run them.
I wish
you
could.
Mean they're still back in there?
Yes, sir. They're down in here, come right across in here, all in here, and back across River Sticks,
that's
come right on over here. You know, over here in Price's Scrub, the other side of Beater Rogers' place, back at Richland Ranch.
That's right.
I've heard him squall in there, and one morning I turned my dog loose up there from out the edge of Macanopia, and so I was driving on down the county line and going on to drive up to Horn place
there
and park my truck, you know. My dog's truck, and as soon as I got up there and parked the truck, I heard him a barking like they're scared to death.
Yeah. Be scared too.
So I jumped out.
Let me tell you, Mr. Weaver, you're going to get off on that. And Patterson's a worried man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, what do we want to get? Look out there and see what? You need a little coulter to hold the coulter
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to have to get his own charge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, looks like we're going to get a little rain.
Good, looks like it.
But he wouldn't slow down. He'd just keep right on going. And then he'd come through that clay, see? And he hit that dry.
See, he's used to it. He knows how much speed, more speed to give it to make it keep going through it. After you practice and learn it, it's easier on it.
Uh-huh.
I've never run a tractor myself, but I've run cars and trucks.
Hit a little aster, and I don't care. It'll reach you. It'll keep you. You want some water?
No, thank you. I wouldn't care for a thing. I just...
Did you feel that?
Yeah, that's just about right. I just don't need too much, but just enough to keep it from being cool.
Let me tell you. That poison oak you've got, I don't give me any poison oak. I have had poison oak so many times.
Nobody ain't ever had it, can't sympathize with a man that's got it.
No.
You know that?
No.
Ooh, it's rough. Now, there's three of us in the family would get if we ever got around it. And I happen to be one of them. And I've always worked around where's Well, I've always been everywhere I worked around the place is that I've always run into it. And there weren't but three of us in the family and the rest of them. Now my brother up there, my daddy just rubbed it all over the cell right away and never have a bit of effect on it.
No,
him.
I think, yeah.
And it eats me up. I stayed in bed 2 weeks at a time with
him. Oh.
He'd get all over me, you see. I'd be out working, just wouldn't quit and go on working. But
oh, you'd get down right in it.
No, I didn't lie down in it. I just happened to touch it every time you get it on your hand, you touch it, it'll break you out of what you touch it.
Yeah, and then you rub it on yourself.
Yeah, you don't need
it. You
get
it on your hand and rub your face.
Yeah, it's been in my eyes. It gets on my eyes. Been in this, now it's clearing up a little bit. And nothing you can do with your eyes, but just let it ache.
Oh,
and it just eats me up lately. Ever since Friday, I haven't done a thing. I had a lot of work around the house. I was going to sure get cleaned up and done and mow my yards again. That grass is going so fast this year, I have to mow it every week.
Yeah.
And I mowed it last week, and it needs it just as bad this week as it did last week, except it's high now.
Yeah.
And
well, let me tell you, Mr. Weaver, this grass out here in the field, I have mowed that 2 or 3 times, and it's so high now I can't walk through it.
Yeah.
That's that Bahia grass.
Yeah.
We got a grass even, haven't we?
Yeah, it's rain. We had more rain, you see.
Yeah.
See, we've had so much more rain, you see. Now if it quit raining about up 2 weeks, I'd mow my yard and get by with it.
God, there's no telling what sort of growth we'd have around here if we'd get a rain.
It's the size.
What? How do you get relief from that stuff?
Which? From this?
Yeah.
I put, wash it off with, I'll go ahead and wash it off as best I can before just as soon as I quit, if I'm around it, go do that before it can get to me and pull those clothes off.
Yeah.
If you'll do that and pull those clothes and your shoes off and don't bother them for several days, then it won't bother you.
Yeah.
So that the other day I'd been getting by all this spring, you know, it hadn't been bad on me, you see, and I'd been going ahead, and every time, just as soon as I did, I'd go ahead and go around out where I had kerosene and wash that in those tubs, you know, behind the house that kill mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. I'd just go ahead and stick my hands down in that the first thing, let that kerosene get on that, and take and wash it all off with soap then, and then I'd go with the alcohol. And if it ever goes stinging, if I just rub a little Vaseline to make the soap stick and put it on that, I'd kill it right then. But if I go a day or two...
Yes, that's it.
When I go a day or two...
That is it. If you get it when you come in, you're all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you get by with it. I've been doing it all the time the other day, and I said, well, you know what, so it must not be bad this year. But last year, I couldn't go nowhere around out there. You know, every time you come up there and mow for me,
yeah,
and I'd walk out there, I'd get it in the air.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
And I got it in the air. And... things like that. Well, I was running, pushing this little old mower, and I was hot, and you know, and I just opened the pores of skin up to
it. Yeah.
Just got right in there. And it is just eating me up.
Well, now, when it stops eating you up, how do you get relief from it then?
Oh, well, when it stops eating on you, then you get relief, even if it ain't certainly well.
Well, that's what I mean. Whenever it's in bad shape, how do you get relief from it?
Well, the best thing to do is just take a little Vaseline or rub or wash it off with alcohol. Take a little Vaseline to make the sulfur stick. Then there must be something in Vaseline. You know, doctors always use that for a lot of cuts or everything. And it's the cheapest thing that you can buy.
That's the truth.
And you just put enough to make the sulfur stick good. You got to make the sulfur stay on there. He covers it up and keeps the air off from it and smothers it out somewhere or another.
Well, sir, I never thought of that.
Well, it does, and it'll stay on better than anything else.
Yeah.
Dry sulfur. And you know, sulfur is a good thing. I know one of my brother-in-laws, I didn't know that, but I never heard of that being used for a laxative and a purgative.
Oh.
Take a teaspoonful of sulfur and drink it down with water, and you go to the bathroom in a little bit, and my brother-in-law give his boy that one day, and that's about all they ever give him, well, in the spring and in the fall in North Alabama, and they use sulfur. I never heard of it. And I'm not kidding you, the boy just got all right, all right quick, you know. Well, I put salt and stuff in my dogs. Well, that's the way there's experiment at the university, on dogs for to give to people.
Yeah.
And you see, that's what they get those dogs and cats and animals up there for, to experiment, see if that work on them. Then they can figure out how much a person can stand of.
Yeah.
Then when they try it on a person, they may not give the full dose. See, some can take more than others can. It's just like I can do this. This morning I got up and I took a car out to buy a soul tablet last night. That's just to work a little on my liver and on the bile in the liver to make it flow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little sluggish, and the x-ray showed up back in the 20s. I had gallbladder trouble, and I've always had to treat a little bit. Well, you can't, it's not good to take near what the direction says take. Not for me now. I'm speaking for myself. You'll have to be your own judge about that. You got to be your own doctor with medicine, even if a doctor gives it to you, and tell him what results it have with a certain amount that you take.
Yeah, you got to tell him.
You got to tell him what, you got to tell him so he'll know what to do. He ain't tired of seeing, he can't feel it.
Yeah.
And you'll notice doctor will ask you all these questions, you know, you got to answer them, they'll take a record of that, you see. Then they'll watch you and how you, and they ask you and you come back in, how you feel, and you tell them. And they'll take your temperature. And
but now, let me get this straight, Mr. Weaver. When that poison oak gets ahead of you, you see.
Oh, he's rough.
What you do is, sulfur.
Yeah.
And then you put the Vaseline on there to hold the sulfur.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and
what
that
I...
keeps the itch out?
It killed it. He'll dry it up. It will dry it up. If you can get the dry salt, you can get the sulfur to go on without it. You don't have to, but it sticks and does much better.
Oh, yeah.
And easier done.
Yeah.
And faster.
What you're getting on that poison oak, see, you got those blisters.
Yeah.
And you got to
get those when, if you can get them without dry salt and cover them up before, when they leave a little bit of pearls, it's all right.
Yeah.
There's one that big on my leg. I'd let it go so far, and it's etching right there. And I busted that and opened my mouth one last night. And then I had the paper towel and I rubbed it off. And I had my alcohol and I rubbed that all off.
Yeah.
And he was giving me fits right down in me.
Yeah.
I don't know how it looked, but it's not hurting me now.
Yeah.
I can feel it, but I mean it.
Yeah.
Yesterday and the day before, the last 2 or 3 days, I couldn't be still for it. I don't know. I put on white socks today, and you just look where the sulfur slipped loose and how it loose, and you can tell.
Good Lord, help us.
Now
yeah.
Look at that.
Good Lord, help us. Oh, man, alive.
And that's good what it was. It was a big blister way up down before. And go
and
around.
You got
down.
It right there where it rubs, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah.
You can't walk. But
well, I rolled my britches up till I came started down here.
Well, you ought to leave them up.
Well, I got the socks on and they're protecting that. And, you know, I went and got me, hunted up me an old pair of white socks and put on.
Yeah.
And that's to hold the sulfur. See, the sulfur will get into the socks. And that'll keep it there when it's pulled back up over. That helps hold it up on there.
I know, but it'll rub.
Well, something's going to rub it off anyway if you don't put it there.
Well, I know, but...
If you could... But you don't want to rub it up too much with medicine and that's too tight.
No.
And that's the reason I just use white socks. Now it's getting wet, don't make any difference. But if you can keep that not... See, I just lay around all day yesterday and the day before. Yeah.
That's what does it.
And doctored it. Every little bit I'd go and he'd give me so much fit I'd doctor it.
Yeah.
About every hour or two.
Yeah.
And,
But now you keep that sulfur on hand for your dog.
Oh, I keep it for myself too, me and my dogs, all the time.
Yeah.
I keep a bunch. And I take out that on my vegetables and smack around and keep them sex off too.
Oh?
Yes, sir. I use that instead of poison. And trying to keep it like that. Of course, now this may not work on everybody else like it does me.
You mean put a little put a little sulfur around your plants.
Around your plants and let it up on your leaves and around and in the buds when they come up too. And let it spray and it'll go down and it'll keep shaking off down on the ground. And they come this way. See, they got to come here and come up if they can't crawl from leaf to leaf. Worms have. But these flying insects will be all over everywhere. And you know what? So I use sulfur. Just go and get the... It's high price, but you don't dust with it very little. Just to shake it and make it dust out. And I use malathion to keep the fleas down around the place there.
Uh-huh.
5% malathion, I keep that and keep in my dog how I can.
Well, how do you, you got plenty of Vaseline?
Got plenty. Not too much. I've got a bottle, practically full, I just bought not long ago, about like that.
Oh, that's a waste of time to buy it, that little quantity. I got one out there.
Well, you get big quantities, and I guess you buy it wholesale, don't you? Yeah, now that's the way to buy it.
Well, I'll take that with you.
But in these stores, I can't hardly find it like that around
here. Well, I can.
And if I go to Gainesville, I buy it that way. If I'm up by the place where I always buy the largest they have anywhere I buy it.
Well, I've got a dozen of them out there, that size.
You have? Well, you know that's good for a lot of things.
Well, you take that and I'll go out there and give you another one.
Well, this'll be all right for a while because I don't have to use it too often. Now, I got Leo worked up there, Mary Leo, she worked up there in the hospital, and she brought me some of those barrels, and there's a lot of in there, and I took that out.
Yeah.
They hadn't took care of it, and it was kind of dry. It was let it sit there so long.
Yeah.
It's not like new.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful in putting it on anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't
pull
that.
And I didn't use it. I had lots of it, but I got one or two of it. Was left in there and I cleaned it out, you know. And
well,
saved it.
Now you see, we've got something else for free that didn't cost us a thing, Mr. Weaver. That sulfur, I never dreamed of it. But I tell you one
sulfur,
thing.
Sulfur now on that cow and Vaseline on that cow, it would is good to keep if it ain't too bad.
Yeah.
But then after you put that, take salt. Now, if I could have been here and you, and of course I couldn't get down. I can't stoop down like you did there. See, most all the time I don't tell everybody, but I have to wear a belt around me here. Right around here, I'm threatened with hernia.
Yeah.
And my stomach wants to go down and when I go up and down, you'll see me. You won't never see me stoop. I can't do that. It happened a long time.
Is that right?
I have to do this way.
Oh, yeah.
And keep my stomach straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, down on the knee
like
that. I can't bend over and do it.
Well, you could have done that behind the old cow.
Yeah, but listen, see if I've been in about the last 4 months. You know what, so I couldn't pick up. You remember how much I was telling you about.
He prescribed the finest remedies for that old cow. But I had to fly him,
I had to
get my head down there between that cow and leg.
He's a professor up at the university, and I'm a professor, and I come over here. Well, listen, that's the way he learned, by me showing him how, telling him how to do it. If I hadn't been here, I told him, he wouldn't know how to do that. I told him. Well, I knew I couldn't then stoop down. I couldn't dodge the cow if she moved. I couldn't. I just had to took it. And another thing about that, if the cow is used to you, she lets you do and not move a whole lot. And a stranger, she'll move 9 out of 10, 3 times as much.
Oh,
and some of them won't let a stranger touch them.
These will. They like strangers, Mr. Weaver. Any time you feel
it. Hello. I thought I had one. I'll tell you a little joke about me now. One time, this ain't a joke, it's the truth, but I tell it like it's a joke. It's too good on me. I bought a cave out here at Flemington, and I led it up in my truck and never been handling its life, and it just stood and looked like the same track, and I'd look back through the window and see I was right, and if it moved till I got to the stock market, I didn't see it. It just stood there just like it is gold there. And I'd look back over there, but I always check back on the cattle and I'd haul them when I was hauling cattle, you know. And He stood down and got up there, and the people come around now, and such a fine fat cat, there's noticing it, and that's what I'd take for it. I said, I'm going to let it run through the market. You all can bid on it. I said, I've already checked it in. I wouldn't want to sell it now if I've checked it in. And I said, if I did, I'd go around and pay my fee. You know, I always done that. If it's not right to do that, and then they can make you do it.
Yeah.
But it's not right, and I'd always say, well, if I sell to you, wait, let me go around there and see if it's all right. And if it is, I'll just pay them for selling it, just like it they went through the rain.
Yeah.
And they'd tell me to go ahead then. And if you didn't, if you don't, you're supposed to be right on anything like that. And then if you make a mad at you, they wouldn't try to sell you stock and help you.
Yeah.
And it is not no way to do things like that.
Yeah.
So that I sold a few that way, and I didn't care whether they run through or not. What the fellas offered me, I just told them, went around and told them I'd sold so many calves or cows to a man out there on the yard. And I said, how much is it? And they'd figured it up, and I'd pay him myself. I told him I had a son to. I said, he said, go ahead. Says, well, I won't tell him. I said, yeah, but that ain't right. I says, you get by a while, but sooner or later it'll cost you more money and you get out of it. So that
well, now, let me see. This calf you got out here at Flemington?
I was trying to get over that. It's such a good joke on me. I went back to town, making open. I went in there and I had white pants, put on a white shirt. I was going uptown to attend some, going to the banks and around to attend some important business, you know, in the courthouse. And I dressed, got up there, and I stand around close, untied my tailgate, you know, take it out there. I told him, I said, this calf hasn't moved. I haven't seen it move since I rolled it. I said, it's the best thing I've ever hauled in my life. Of course, it messed up the body of the truck, you know. Just I stuck my head down to the tire, the last thing ran about this close to the truck, you know, and his feet about that close. He just said, slam, right away with his foot. And hit that, it hit me right in the face. Oh. That instead of it hit me in the face, that drop just flew on me, and I looked like a spanking kid. That calf hadn't moved. And I said right then, I'd never drag on another one.
Now, it didn't kick you.
No, it hit the tailgate right there, but it, you know where I looked like my face went all in my face and all over me and my pants from down to my shoes.
Yeah.
They splattered me with it. You see, it's been eating, it's a young calf, and it just thin enough just to splatter you real good.
And you were squatting down there where I could get to you.
Didn't, I thought it wouldn't even move, you know, and I was telling, bragging on him, telling him just about the time I said it had moved since I'd loaded it up, I'd let it up in there.
Yeah.
And I said, I just let it up in there, of course I had feed for the follow up in there. But I talked to it and he come right on up and walk right up the tail, gave wide a fix for my shoe till I lay down. But I don't care for telling these things when it's a good joke on me. I'll tell you a little coon hunt one night about that. It won't take me a minute. I won't take up too much of your time.
You take 2 minutes, Mr. Weaver. Don't you ever get in a hurry over here.
So that there's some boys out in town, and during the first season, I didn't get to coon hunting, but I had two good coon dogs. And they
now,
that's
when
go,
you first come down.
No, that was about back in the 20s.
Yeah.
About 5 or 6 years after, 7 or 8 years, I reckon, was.
You come in 23?
21.
21.
So that I went ahead and I told him, I said, boys, I got to go out down there at Lucius Martin and pick up purse tonight. Out there at the black place, just about a half mile from Micanopy, we're going up towards Payne's Prairie. I said, right down around up, out there around Bayhead, I turned the dogs loose and they would have a coon tree by the time I go on and pick up his fur and come back.
Over whose?
Lucius Martin's. He don't live out there. He's dead, been dead a long time. He's a colored man. So they went ahead, and when I let the dogs hit the ground, they must have winded that coon. They pulled out right down now on the right at the edge, about 200-300 yards, and they were hit right on top of a coon. And they was running around there, and I could not believe it was running so good. And I had three puppies, about 6 months old, right in there. And so that I told them, I said, well, boys, I said, wait a minute, they're running too good. Wait a minute, Dad. They want me to wait and stay with them, you know. I said, I've got to go out there and back. I said, well, they're running, they're going to catch it, or treat one. And just as I went on about half a mile up there, my car going up there, of course, it's just old road, country road, you see. So that when I stopped at his house, I heard my old dog barking tree. And I told him, I said, Lucius, I'm kind of in a hurry. I said, get your furs and let me pay you for them. And I says, I dropped my dog back down there. And he says, my boy's down there staying with them, and they don't know how to hunt and keep up with them. I said, they just liable to run right into those beds when they don't want to do that, go around them. I knew where it was, you see. When I got back down there, the dog was out to one edge on the other side, the bed tree, and these boys trying to go right straight through it, and you couldn't get to that. And there's climbing logs and trees and everything.
Quarter of a mile?
But yeah, about as nearly as that far, about, well, I guess it'd be, say, 300 yards anyway.
Yes.
Well, so that it's across there. Well, it may have been a little farther out from where they started from, so that they're about the middle of it. Well, I turned and called him. I said, come on back. No, I said, we're getting too close to the dog. I said, well, I'm going to drive back around there and go down, I can walk down the railroad right where my dog's tree at. Well, I got out now, and she heard me coming. She come to me. She'd come to me now. She'd wrap and she wanted me to go. And she'd take me to try to show me right where that coon was. And I kept on this law bad. I didn't have to go very far about for me at your barn down there. But it's sick. And she came back three times to get me to show me a way to get in there. She thought all the cold fast she did, you know. So that I got out there, and I'll tell you, it took those boys nearly an hour to get on through there to me. And I had a shotgun, and it's up a long pine, and the moon was shining that night. I told the boys, I says, if they did get that, I says, he won't shine his eyes in the moon shining. And you just can't shine one's eyes, he won't look at it. So that.
Talking, Mr. Weaver.
Well, that moon, can't see the eye?
He won't shine.
He won't.
He'll keep it shut.
Right on.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I shot up by two or three times all around, and I had to kill them in the first shot, and when I couldn't see them, just accidentally shoot them, you know.
Uh-huh.
I shot up there, and I had about five or six children, and I shot every one of them up.
Oh.
And the last one, I hadn't hit the coon. If it did, I couldn't tell if I'd ever hit him.
Uh-huh.
I said, boy, I'm going to get right under, and I'm going to shoot right straight up at that coon. Right up the tree, and maybe I'll hit him that way. I've got one more shell. I had my face looking in this room, shot straight up right on the tree, right at the tree. When I shot, you know, something hit me in the face. I said, boys, I hit him. I says, blood hit me in the face. And they didn't read between lines, it wasn't blood. He peed. I went down about it.
Is that right?
Is that right? So that I never would tell the boy, and he would come back to town, and everybody seemed to kid me about it, you know. So that I went on, you know, and I said, now listen, I'll hit him. Now when he gets sick, he's going to come out of there. But I'll go back up there to Lucius's house and see if he's got any shotgun shells, and I'll come back. And you hold this old dog right here, because when he falls out, if he gets sick, he's going to fall out. He's coming out of that tree if you hit one. And when I got to Lucius' house to get the shells, see if he had any shells, he said, yeah, he had some 12-gauge shells. And he went in the house to get them, you know. And about that time, the dog quit barking. And I knew what had happened.
Yeah.
when they did, the coon had fell out and they caught it. And I said, now you all let this old dog fight that coon. He must be a big one. And fight him and get him down good. And after he gets him down, the coon yelled at dad, catch her and pull her off and just let those puppies finish killing him and that'll make good fighters out of them.
Yeah.
Well, they did that and they had the coon treed and had it up on a bush and they was all right and trying to get back up to it, you know, they're already dead, you know, when I got back. Well, I got about, he said he had plenty of shells and he let me have five. And so when I got back, it was them dead, you see.
That's pretty good.
I said about buying a new hat there at the house one day. I bought a new hat and I was walking around the house there and I had done about, well, I think it paid about $7 or $8 for it. And I felt something hit on my hat. Mm-hmm. I said, well, that sounded like a bird done that. I pulled off the hat and just by the time I did it, it hit me right in the head. And it was a bird. It messed my hat up, my head, and I had to go and take a shampoo. Let me go.
Wait a minute, well, I got something to bring up. You can stand up if you want to. This boy over there in Meganope, where Patterson gets his hair cut, I told him, I knew they'd be hard on people like that. So I jumped him. I said, Patterson, you're going to get in jail and get that fella in jail, too. Well, he had it answered right ready for me. He says, as long as you're outside in the open, nobody cares. It's when you go inside. Now, did you ever hear that?
Well, they'll let the Negroes as always, but if they open up a place, they've got to fix it and power running water and everything. If they open up a barbershop.
Yeah.
But you let a white person do that, and he'll pay for it.
You mean outdoors?
Yeah, anywhere if they catch you.
Anywhere?
Anywhere if they catch you. See, they ain't hard on the Negroes like they are the white people. See,
oh, is that it?
Yeah, you see, that law didn't apply to the colored people. It applied just to white people.
Yeah.
And but if they open up a barbershop now and go to barber college, then they have to.
Sure.
But he's been cutting hair a long time, and he's an old person. And after he gets 65 years old, they're not supposed to be hard on him.
Yeah.
And I don't guess it could bother me. But I try to be careful, you know, and be nice about it, and I don't want them to have to come get on to me.
Yeah.
So that they could do it though, because they have, and the law may read this way: I may get by on account of a resident of the state. I've been here lawing barbers a long time here.
Yeah.
Now then, there may be a clause, and now I get by that.
Yeah.
I know that has a lot to do with it. Now, if I'd come from some other state in here, I know they could burn me up.
I've run across any number of people that cut their children's hair.
Well, you
they
can do
that.
They
can have one, two, three, four, five children, and the daddy cuts it, or the mama cuts them.
If I was living in here, the house you and you had a dozen staying here, I could cut it, and it wouldn't bother me. They couldn't bother me.
Is that right?
That's the law. But I'm not supposed to cut for someone else.
Yeah.
And charging doesn't make any difference.
No.
I never charge. I just let them go ahead and they give me what they want to, and just like that, you see. But a charging wouldn't make any difference. But now they may change that law and get see, some of them are going to college now. Well, these go to college, they're going to try to make these others quit just like they do me. You see.
Sure.
And they may tighten down on them, make them have to fix them a place. I know that I did a little work for one, went around and showed him how to do some things here not too long ago.
Yeah.
And he hadn't opened his place up yet, and he's fixing his up, but he went to barber college.
Yeah.
They're more likely to make him, because he went to barber college, now they can make him.
Yeah.
But that fellow who cut it, he's telling you the truth. Those fellows are still cutting it on the outside.
Yeah.
But I don't know where now when they open up these barbershops, these fellows may kick about it.
Yeah.
And they may make him do it.
You know it's cooling off now.
Yeah. Well, I've got to go.
Right.
And Well, it's been a sight. And I'm afraid I stopped that rain. Maybe I didn't. Well, nice to meet you.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
We'll drop by over there.
Okay. And I'll, listen, did you ever get any pictures?
No.
Well, he gave me one, but I never could get any more.
Yeah, he's a big shot.
He works in a good...